The Dachau Painting Gallery occupies the upper two floors of the Savings Bank building. The second floor shows paintings which document the development of landscape art in the 19th and 20th centuries. Special exhibitions and events are held on the third floor. Among the focal points of the exhibition are works produced by the Dachau Artists Colony, which had its heyday in the period from around 1870 to 1914. Even today, this epoch in painting is becoming increasingly important in the history of art, thanks to direct comparisons with other European artists' colonies that have come together in the EuroArt Association. The organization was established in 1994 in Brussels under the auspices of the European Parliament and the European Union. It is a living network of former centers of plein air painting, a style that became popular from the 19th century onwards. Today, over 80 individual members and sub-organizations from 13 countries belong to the European Association. Situated in the forests of Fontainebleau, near Paris, the mother of all European artist colonies was Barbizon, where everything began around 1830. From then on, landscapes acquired an importance that was far more than a mere backdrop, placing an often entirely imaginary scenery at the center of the paintings. French and soon international artists ventured out into nature, armed with easels and paints, developing fresh techniques, along with an innovative style. And soon the movement had become unstoppable. Out with the world of dusty academia, in with embracing the natural world, seemed to be the new mantra for artists at this time. New centers of plein air painting sprung up across Europe, wherever there were untouched natural landscapes to be found. Hard on the heels of the painters, artists from other fields, such as literature, music, and sculpture, also moved into the colonies. In addition, the private painting schools in the artists' colonies were also the only opportunity for women to receive creative training until well into the 20th century. Universities and academies only gradually began to admit female students following a constitutional amendment in the Weimar Republic. Dachau is considered one of the largest and most important German artist colonies that significantly influenced the evolution of modern art in the 20th century. Famous painters such as Paula Wimmer, Christian Morgenstern, Karl Spitzweg, Eduard Schleich the Elder, as well as Adolf Hölzel, Ludwig Dill, Arthur Langhammer, or Fritz von Uhde appreciated the landscape around Dachau, especially the Dachauer Moors, as a charming motif. Lovis Corinth also felt drawn to Dachau. Artists continued to flock to Dachau even after 1914, attracted in part by its proximity to Munich. The second main focus of exhibitions at the Painting Gallery is on artists who worked in Dachau between the two world wars and during the period after 1945. Alternating special exhibitions, drawn mostly from the network of EuroArt partners, add the finishing touches to this noteworthy gallery's concept. Now cross the road and continue straight ahead towards the District Museum. The steep Schlossgasse to the left of the museum leads to the highest point on your walk. It takes you to the former summer residence of the Wittelsbach dynasty. You will learn more about the construction of the once four-winged palace at the next stop.